Exclusive: Iowa AG Brenna Byrd on Trump's historic caucus win. He had the energy and momentum all over Hawkeye State. By Nick Gilbertson on January 16, 2024. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd, who endorsed former President Donald Trump in October, told Breitbart News on Tuesday the 45th president had the energy and momentum all over the state following his historic victory in Monday night's Iowa caucuses. Speaking via phone call Tuesday afternoon, Breitbart News asked Byrd for her thoughts about Trump's record-setting night, where he more than doubled the widest margin of victory in the history of the Iowa caucuses. "Well, last night was a huge, historic win. He was even over 50%. We have never seen a caucus win that big. I think the record was 12 points back in 1988. And he blew that out of the water. I think it was what 30 points plus," Byrd noted to Breitbart News. "And then the other thing that I've never seen before, too, is the results were in so quickly. You know, the caucus was called so quickly because it was just so obvious that everyone was supporting him." Trump's roughly 30-point victory, which was called by CNN and the Associated Press with less than 1% reporting, far exceeds late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole's RKS 12.8% victory in 1988. Though she would be on stage for Trump's victory speech later in the evening, Byrd said she was still at her caucus when the vote was called, noting folks were extremely enthusiastic. "He had that energy and momentum all over the state, and so I've never seen a caucus call that quickly," Byrd said. Notably, Byrd is the top-ranking Iowa official to endorse Trump to date, while other prominent Republican statewide elected officials either endorsed other candidates or have not endorsed anyone in the race. In his victory speech, during which Byrd was on stage along with other major Trump surrogates and endorsers from around the country, Trump praised Byrd for her support, calling her a woman who took a big chance and really, really stepped up. "She broke away from the pack," Trump would add. "And she has tremendous courage, and it wasn't easy. In some states, it's easy. In other states, it's a little bit more difficult." Asked by Breitbart News whether it was difficult or not to break from the pack and support him, as Trump put it, Byrd said she endorsed Trump because "I believe he's the one that's going to fire Biden and win our country back. And we need him back in office as president to secure the border, lead the economy, and keep us safe. He did a great job as president, and so that's why I did that," she added. "And with Iowa being first in the nation, sometimes different people will back different candidates or stay neutral, you know, people make different decisions. But I was glad to support and endorse President Trump and then campaign with him all over Iowa." While praising Byrd on Monday, Trump forecasted she would eventually become governor of the Hawkeye State. "She's gonna be your governor someday, I predict," he said. Byrd thanked the 45th president for his remarks but emphasized she is focused on her task at hand as a newly minted attorney general and commended Governor Kim Reynolds. When Breitbart News asked for her response to such high praise from the president and asked if she would consider running for governor one day. "That was very kind of him to say that, especially on his big night, where we're all there celebrating. That was very kind and meaningful. I just got elected as attorney general last year. And I defeated somebody who got elected in 1978 when I was two. So I got my work cut out turning around that office," Byrd said. "And that really is where my focus is, on supporting our law enforcement, prosecutors, holding criminals accountable, and holding the Biden administration accountable when they violate the laws and Constitution. So that's where my focus is, and we have a great governor in Kim Reynolds. But I really appreciate his kind words."